We travel now to Turkey for the final leg of our journey along a new transnational pipeline that will carry oil from the Caspian Sea to the Mediterranean. Turkey is nearly finished constructing its end of the pipeline. NPR's Ivan Watson has traveled the length of the new energy corridor and filed this last report in our series from Istanbul.
Several miles before the Georgian border with Turkey, the asphalt recedes and travelers are left bouncing up a bumpy dirt road. The border crossing here is all but deserted, with the exception of customs officers and three women from Kyrgyzstan, who guards say are prostitutes on their way to work in Turkey. From the border on the Turkish side, the road changes again into a well-paved highway that climbs steadily upwards. For hundreds of miles, the road and the pipeline will pass over snow-capped mountains, past tiny villages like Soutveren. Here, 26-year-old Olcay Alsan takes care of his family's seven cows. He's dressed in the boots and bright orange jumpsuit he got after working for 1 month on the construction of the pipeline. Over a cup of warm, fresh milk, which the family sells to put food on the table, Alsan says he liked the job and adds that he's hoping to get permanent work at a pump station up the road. For the next several hundred miles, the same orange uniform appears on the backs of other farmers and shepherds who also worked part-time on the pipeline. But not everyone is happy with the project. In the village of Yurtbaşı, farmer Ahmet Yutuk points out the damage he says the pipeline did to his fields.
Bizim arazimizi berbat ediyor, götürüyor başka memleketlere satıyor, bize burada vermiyor.
What annoys us is that there's a kind of invasion on our fields, and they're carrying the oil to other countries, selling to them, and giving us nothing.
Industry analysts, however, are excited about the project. Harvard University's Brenda Schaefer says if and when this pipeline begins pumping oil, it may make a difference on prices at the gas station.
What happens when there's some worker strikes in Venezuela, when there's some ethnic riots in Nigeria, how the whole market prices jump? So think about adding the kind of soothing effect of a million barrels a day entering the world market. I think, yes, this will have a soothing effect and also less dependency on OPEC.
The Baku-Tbilisi-Ceyhan, or BTC, pipeline is one of the largest international investment projects in recent history in the small former Soviet republics of Georgia and Azerbaijan. Not so for Turkey, which dwarfs its smaller pipeline partners both geographically and economically. Turkey is already crisscrossed by several pipelines carrying oil and natural gas from nearby Iraq, Iran, and Russia.
If you look at Turkey, it's surrounded by energy producers.
John Roberts is an energy security specialist. He says these pipelines have turned Turkey into an energy hub, channeling fuel from oftentimes turbulent countries to the West.
Do you wish to get gas from any or all of these places, given the legacies of instability and problems of development? Very problematic. Then having a system under which you can get multiple suppliers putting into the Turkish pipeline system and then distributing to Europe, then you've, in a sense, they each cancel each other out in terms of risk.
But Turkey has its own share of instability, namely the 20-year conflict with the Kurdish separatist movement, the PKK, which has intensified in recent months. The BTC pipeline takes a long turn around the Kurdish-populated provinces of southeastern Turkey. British Petroleum executive Norman Rada says that's been done to reduce the risk of sabotage.
There's possible terrorism. There was a concern and just villains who want to steal oil. So there's really the two classes there.
After moving west through the frigid Anatolian Mountains, the pipeline takes a southward turn and plunges downhill. By the time you reach the small city of Kozan, the snow and evergreens have given way to olive trees and citrus groves. A warm Mediterranean breeze blows through this street market, where both men and women wear traditional baggy trousers known as shalwar. Business is bad for a bearded shopkeeper named Kemal Mertulu, who sells socks here. But Mertulu doesn't seem to be worried.
Bu dolu. Şimdi tercüme et bana. Bizde tipi olmaz. Fırtına olmaz.
There's no storms, no snow.
Deprem olmaz.
No earthquake.
Yangın olmaz.
No fire here.
Sel olmaz.
There's no water flow
yani,
here.
Cennet yani.
It's kind of a paradise. There is no natural disasters going on.
Several hours' drive away, the giant white tanks at the Ceyhan terminal loom on a grassy cliff, overlooking a mile and a half long jetty built for loading Caspian Sea oil onto tanker ships. But there won't be any tankers here for at least another month, because there have been construction delays on the pipeline, and there may be further complications. Gökmen Çolulu of Turkey's state oil company says his organization is claiming more than $400 million in additional construction fees from international partners in the BTC pipeline consortium.
We shall go to the court because we have right, we are right to ask to request that extra payment.
Çolulu says the entire pipeline project was the brainchild of the U.S. government. Part of a plan, he says, to break the Russian chokehold over Caspian Sea energy deposits. Matt Bryza is a top State Department official overseeing energy policy in the Caucasus.
Until BTC and until the earlier Baku-Supsa pipeline, well, there was no way to get Caspian oil to global markets other than through Russian-controlled pipelines. So we're not anti-Russian, but it's just looking for a way to cut back on monopoly pressures and increase competition.
One of the unexpected casualties of the new pipeline may be the small fishing port of Yumurtalik, located just a few miles down the coast from the Ceyhan terminal. The fishermen here say the expected tanker traffic will block their access to already dwindling fish stocks in the Mediterranean. Resident Halit Çetinkiran says the village is suing the oil company.
This is not good for this area. We want more tourists, not oil tankers, you know?
The new supply of Caspian Sea oil will boost world energy markets, but the local fishermen here fear it will destroy their way of life. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.
To hear Ivan's earlier report and read his online journal about life along the pipeline, go to NPR.org. Tomorrow, a conversation on China's hunt for energy resources around the world and the geopolitical questions it raises.